Good morning, everyone. It's Saturday morning. It's about 9 o'clock here in Pineville. Mark is continuing to read through this book. God does not love everyone, but he does love his elect from everlasting to everlasting. I've stated this before, and I'll state it again. If you go to LarryWPhillips.com, go to my contact section, and email me and just say, I'd like your book. I'll be happy to send it to you. The scripture is full of examples of how God has a particular love for his elect people. Those called out ones, those who've been chosen in him from the foundation of the world. So I'll turn this over to Mark, and he can read this, chapter 10, Everlasting Mercy and Kindness for His People. Chapter 10.
Everlasting Mercy and Kindness to His People. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come unto thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust, arise, and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith the Lord, ye have sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. For thus saith the Lord God, my people went down aforetime to Egypt to sojourn there, and the Syrian oppressed them without cause. Now therefore what I have here saith the Lord, that my people is taken away for naught. They that rule over them make them to howl, saith the Lord. My name continually every day is blasphemed. Therefore my people shall know my name, therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that does speak. Behold, it is I, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of them that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. The watchmen shall lift up the voice, with the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion, bring forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. The Lord hath comforted his people, he hath redeemed Jerusalem, the Lord hath made bare his holy arm. In the eyes of all the nations and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Depart ye, go ye out from thence, touch no unclean thing, go ye out in the midst of her, be ye clean, that the bear the vessels of the Lord for ye. Shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight, for the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your reward. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently, he shall be exalted and extolled, and be very high, as many were astounding at these. His visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men, so shall he wrinkle many nations, and kings shall shut their mouths at him. For that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. Isaiah 52:1-15. The greatest story ever told, the beautiful story of his visage being marred more than any man, that his people now have put on the garments of his righteousness. And we are to break forth in joy and proclamation as to what he has done for his people. Sing, O barren, thou that is not bare, break forth into singing, and cry aloud, thou dost not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord, enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation, spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles. Make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded. For thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood. anymore, for thy maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth shall be called. The Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaketh and grieved in spirit and a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith thy God, for a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me, for as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should go more over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed. Saith the Lord, that have mercy on thee. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stone with fair colors, and lay thy foundation with sapphires, and I will make thy windows of the gates, and thy gates of carbuncles, and all thy borders of pleasant stones. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children in righteousness. Shalt thou be established, thou shalt be far from oppression. For thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Isaiah 54:1-17.
Thank you, Mark. Reading that, and well, tomorrow we'll be going to chapter 11, which is water for the thirsty, food for the hungry. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. Have a good weekend.